I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Interest rates are going up. That means buying a home will be more expensive, especially for people who snapped up adjustable rate mortgages. The Consumer Federation of America says that these homeowners could now find themselves in bigger financial trouble. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. First, Tess, a little background. Tell us the difference between adjustable rate mortgages and fixed rate mortgages.
Well, a fixed rate mortgage is just that, whatever rate you get from the bank when you apply for a mortgage, that's what rate you will have for the life of the mortgage. It can be 10 years, 15 years, 30 years, whatever the terms are that you agree to. With an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, the way the mortgage is set up is you purchase the mortgage at a certain interest rate, say 5 or 6% as they were this past spring. As interest rates go up or down, your payments adjust accordingly. And the benefits of that traditionally are a lower interest rate and sometimes lower closing costs. But now that interest rates have been at a historic low, fixed rate mortgages are a bit more common. That way you can lock in that low interest rate.
Well, I imagine ARMs were and are very attractive to people who want to get in on the housing boom for the first time,
exactly.
Perhaps. People who wouldn't be able to afford a mortgage otherwise.
And that's exactly what we're talking about today. There's a Consumer Federation survey that shows that low-income and minority consumers who were really trying to get in on this housing boom actually tend to favor or prefer adjustable-rate mortgages. But they misunderstand the risks. And the risks are basically that if you're low-income, you can't really afford rate increases. You usually can't absorb bigger monthly payments. Ben Hardaway is with the Consumer Federation.
It's a ticking time bomb financially. You're probably going to see if interest rates continue to rise and consumers are faced with increased payments and increased interest, they're going to get to the point where they can't afford to make their payments and therefore lose their homes.
And here's an example of how that would work. Say you have a $100,000 loan at 6%. Interest rates go up a percent. You're looking at a $780 increase in your payments over a year. Goes up 2 points. It's an $1,800 increase. 4 points, and you're looking at an annual increase in payments of about $3,300 a year. And that can make a huge difference.
So does the Consumer Federation say that lenders are not fully explaining all these risks to low-income buyers?
That's exactly what they're saying. They are criticizing the lenders for aggressively marketing these ARMs to low-income consumers. And they say that there's a perception in the housing market that interest rates aren't going to rise because they've been so low for so long. But as we've heard from the Federal Reserve over and over the last couple of months, that is an inaccurate perception. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at efforts to track terrorist money, not just clamp down on it.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.